This is Dakota Datebook for July 31st. The United States Postal Service is responsible for issuing postage stamps, and that includes choosing the subjects. In 1957, the process was open to the American public. The Postmaster General appoints members of the Citizens Stamp Advisory Committee. Members come from a broad span of public life, including art, science, education, history, sports, and politics. More than 30,000 suggestions come in every year. The committee meets four times a year to review submissions and decide on the finalists. Committee member Justin Bua says, "A lot of stuff comes across the table. We like to give a voice to what's relevant and going on in the world." The committee passes its recommendations to the Postmaster General, who makes the final decisions. In one unusual case, the public was invited to vote on the Elvis stamp, whether it should feature the younger or the older Elvis. The overwhelming winner was Young Elvis. The first day cover is an envelope with the postage stamp canceled on the stamp's first day of issue. A small piece of artwork called a cachet is often added to the envelope. First day covers are a mix of history, stamp collecting, and artwork, and they're prized among collectors. Abraham Lincoln has appeared on more United States postage stamps than any other individual. There have been more than 30 Lincoln stamps. The first was issued in 1865, commemorating his assassination. He appeared again in 1909 in honor of the 100th anniversary of his birth, and again in 2009 for the 200th. President Lincoln also appeared on a 3-cent stamp issued in 1932. After 26 years, the price increased to 4 cents, and the stamp was reissued. Charles R. Chickering of the Bureau of Engraving and Printing designed it. The Postal Service gave careful thought to the location for the official release of the stamp. Washington, D.C. was a logical choice, as was Lincoln's birthplace of Springfield, Illinois. But the final choice turned out to be Mandan, North Dakota, the site of Fort Abraham Lincoln. The stamp was released on this date in 1958. Today, you can purchase a mint condition 4-cent Lincoln stamp for the bargain price of $500, plus $4.51 for delivery. Today's Dakota Datebook was written by Dr. Carol Butcher. I'm Errol Pepcorn.
Dakota Datebook is produced in cooperation with the State Historical Society of North Dakota, with funding from Humanities North Dakota.